welcome to the Pat and Amy Show, which I didn't inform you of. I'm changing the name of this show.
I haven't informed me either.
There's some logistical changes to the show here that I've decided on. Now, not in terms of we're just going to talk about stuff and tell you what we think about things. I have a real person's job now. And so doing this every day has become impossible. I think that's, and even for you, you have been busy, I have been busy.
Yes.
It is simply impossible to do this every day. It was possible because I was unemployed. and then you were on whatever they call that. You were not sabbatical. Jesus. You were furloughed.
No, I was working from home.
She was working from home, so she could do it. I'm making up things as I go.
That's fine.
So I've decided we will do this as often as we can.
Okay.
How's that work?
We're changing the name. I love it.
Because it doesn't have to be in mornings. Like, it doesn't have to. Originally, that was the concept. We were going to try to do
a morning show.
A morning show on a podcast, and that was fine.
Now, if somebody wants to pay some very, very big dollars to syndicate this and send it everywhere, what do you think?
Sign right up. But in the meantime, I figured we'll just call this the Pat and Amy Show.
Hey.
And, I'll leave it where it is so you guys don't have to go searching for it. And we'll still talk about the same things and do the things that we do. So I decided to do that. I hope you're okay with it. I didn't even run it by you.
It's totally fine.
Let me tell you, woman, what you're supposed to do and what you're supposed to like.
We're going to mansplain it.
I'm going to mansplain to you what we're going to do. On today's show, Amy spent way too much money on crystals, and I can't wait to talk about that. Amy tried Instacart for the first time, which should be interesting to talk about. And I want to talk about, I think right off the top of the bat, tutoring.
Because
one of the things we were talking about on my show here in Rochester today was, okay, so all of these people are faced with the reality that their kids are either going to be homeschooling, completely, or going a couple days a week. And we all know that if you have young kids in particular, that they don't want to sit in front of a laptop.
That is true.
Even if it is real-time instruction from their classroom, they don't want to do this stuff, right? So I was reading a story about a group of parents who hired a tutor. They all pooled their money to hire a tutor to teach their kids on certain days of the week and that sort of thing.
That's smart.
I think it is. I don't think – I wonder a couple things. One, have the other parents in my neighborhood already done this and left me out of it?
And how do I get in on it?
And how do I get on it? Because they probably left me out on it because, I don't know, I guess we're not. I always say this, and I never mean this in a nasty way. We're never in the neighborhood clique.
You're not in the loop.
No. It's not that, I don't take it as being malicious. It's just, I don't know, we're weird. You know, we have a pumpkin plant in our front yard that's taken over our front yard. It's actually awesome to look at, but I'm sure everyone thinks it's stupid. So, we're that family.
We're that
family. So people are like, yeah, they're weird. We don't want to do that. So I don't know if that's happened too. If it hasn't happened, is that something we should look into? Like, is that something you would do?
You know, my mom actually suggested the idea when all of this was first coming about, talking about parents, if parents weren't going back to work, maybe one day a week each parent would take a day of the week to do the instruction with all the kids in the neighborhood. I don't know about all the kids, a handful of kids.
Sure.
But I think that also defeats the purpose of social distancing and,
Yeah.
I haven't been perfect with social distancing. I do my best, especially with people I haven't seen at all or don't know very well. I try to keep people at arm's length, but I would dread that day to be the parent in charge for one day a week or 2 days a week.
And here's another reason I'm probably not well-liked in the neighborhood. Am I really going to trust all the parents in our neighborhood to be good at this?
And that's the other thing. You have to trust that your neighbors are doing their part.
And we have good neighbors. I don't think we have bad neighbors or anything like that. I think we have smart people around us. And
that's not to say that you have bad neighbors, but some people aren't as cautious as others.
And some are they're not teachers.
Yeah.
And neither are we, for that matter. Like, my wife has taught English in Japan.
Wait, I did know that.
But, that's not teaching math to a six-year-old.
Which I have tried to do. Not easy.
No. I mean, that's the thing. I can't imagine. And I'm just at a point where we're going to keep Rory out. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this homeschooling thing, but I'm really worried about it because I don't know how he's going to keep up with everybody, especially if this goes on for a long time.
I see where you're at on one hand, but on the other, I think we need to allow our kids a little bit of grace. And the fact that a lot of kids are going to be behind. Mm-hmm. Think about the parents that are not involved. A lot of the kids that I work with at school, their parents are not super involved with them, and they are going to be falling that much more behind when they are the ones that need the most instruction mm-hmm. and the most strict schedule just to keep them in a routine.
Right.
Which, by the way, I got hired, sort of.
Okay, that's good.
Not full-time position, but I did get a long-term subbing position again until October 31st. So I will be going back to school as well.
Oh, good. Great.
I mean,
it is, but like, there's a lot of protocols, I imagine. And I know there's a substitute teacher shortage because of all the things that have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So you have job security right now. That's the good news. But
I do. Although I did see something just to mention that I have been told that it's probably a good idea to have 5 N95 masks, label each one a day of the week, mm-hmm. and rotate and let them sit for a week. And I mean, the homemade masks are cute and everything. And yes, nah. I am doing some teacher patterns and stuff, but I should probably get some N95 masks just in case.
I would, because they're one of the only ones that really work. Other than, I think it'd be weird if you walked in with like one of those hazmats. The kids would probably love seeing that and all, but that'd be a little weird.
Turn to page 22.
Well, my mom bought one of those face shields off the internet.
Off the internet.
And I was like, yeah, it's because people should get these for school. And I'm like, Ma, the whole lower half of your face is like hanging out.
Now they say that. Still, though, it covers so much of it that it should be okay, as long as you're keeping social distance, though.
Yeah,
if you're not, especially with young kids, I mean, that's going to be a tough thing to do.
Kids are gross
yep.
on the best days. So
yep.
It's going to be interesting. It really is.
It is. I really hope that, because like Rochester City Schools, for example, have decided to do all distance learning until October. And I keep saying this, maybe we should push it. Maybe we should push it back. I know it creates problems, but I'd rather push it back and maybe go 5 days a week than just go right into this with this hybrid learning thing, because I think it creates more problems, to be honest with you.
Well, we talked about this. Is Rory's school for sure starting on like September 9th?
As of right now, I think so. But here's the other thing. So our school district has been getting more and more questions about what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Well, yeah.
And every day I get a text message notification to please check the school website because there's been another update and another update and another change. And I just sit here and I go, and I knew this was going to happen because with all due respect to the superintendent of that school district, they kind of did everything with like, well, Cuomo's making us do this. Yeah, I know and I get it, but there's a reason, whether it's fair or not, to schools. And as parents, you didn't answer the questions. Like we're all looking at your plan going, this is Swiss cheese, man. A lot of holes in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love the principal of my school. He always ends his emails with, this is the most updated information we have as of August 12th at 12:03 p.m. And mm-hmm. then he signs it off like, and so it goes.
Yeah.
And I love him for that. It's just, but that's exactly it. Everything is changing minute to minute. So we just have to be flexible.
I guess.
It's terrible.
I know. It is terrible. And I don't know. The whole thing's fried. And the other thing we're thinking about doing that I wanted to make sure I ran by you was, look, I don't make this is not a complaint and no one should feel sorry for me. I don't make a lot of money in my new job.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's fine. It just, and I'm grateful to have the job. I really am. Especially as I think we're entering a Great Depression. I'm convinced of that. But thing is we sit here and go, well, should Jessie, my wife, should she leave her job? Now, we're not saying that she's going to leave her job.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying, would it make more sense for her to stay home to try to help Rory and take care of the baby right now? Because otherwise, we're leaning on our nanny, which I know, but the people hate the term nanny because it sounds rich. It's not. It's you know, she's amazing and she's fantastic and she does a great job with Rory. But should we be leaning on her to make sure he does his schoolwork? Like, that seems very unfair for someone who signed up just to really watch him and be his buddy.
Yeah.
You know, that seems like way too much to ask of her.
Well, you could pay her more.
Right, I could pay her more.
And just have Jessie continue at her job and go from there.
But then it's almost like a moot point, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know, we'll see. One good thing about 2020, there are very few, but one good thing is how prevalent Instacart and things have become.
Yes.
And you got to experience Instacart today. And to be honest with you, I've used it, but not for like a major grocery run or anything like that. In fact,
right.
I really didn't. My wife did. I didn't use it. So I shouldn't even say I used it. I mean, I understand what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what it is, but I've never used it. So you used it for the first time.
It was amazing. Now, I really don't mind grocery shopping. That doesn't bother me. But I'm here in Rochester. I'm at my mom's house. And I had a bunch of stuff that I needed to do. I had to get to Wegmans. And I'm like, I just don't feel like going. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like getting dressed. I don't feel like driving there. I just don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like dragging the kids. So I was like, I'm going to give Instacart a try. Open it up. Very first time you get free delivery. So yes. I was like, hell yeah, I want to have it delivered. And then I happened to find a coupon on Retail Me Not. Another like $15 off. And
excellent.
I was like, oh. So I actually got my groceries cheaper through Instacart for the first time than if I had driven to the car or mm-hmm. driven to the store in my own car, did the shopping myself, hauled it all home. It was glorious. In 2 hours. 2 hours. It was sitting on my mom's front porch. It was amazing. I only got 11 things,
mm-hmm.
but it was great.
See, I'm picky about produce. And,
oh.
and that's what I worry about.
Okay.
Is we get a lot of produce. And look, I know people always say, like, if you're going to buy a bag out, just pick a bag of apples. They're all the same.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No.
Like, not that I need to examine each one. One in there being beat up is fine. But you can get bags of produce that's beat to hell.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or it wasn't the nicest looking. Or like, you ever try to Instacart avocados? I haven't, but holy crap, because there's a whole art to finding ripe avocados.
Yeah, I'm lucky I don't really like those.
So there you go. So you're good there.
It was but you know, for somebody that doesn't buy them all the time, or mm-hmm. if ever, I did buy them a few months ago when we were doing the diet bet, and yeah. I had no clue how to figure out. So many of them went bad because
yeah.
I didn't know.
You know the little stemmy part on the outside?
Yeah.
You pop it off. If it's brown in there, it's ready.
What if it's... Well, but how long does it take if it's not brown?
Days. I mean, it can be... It just kind of depends. Or you just give it a little squeezy squish, but not too much because you don't want to bruise it. And see if there's any give, it should be pretty much ready.
You know how I can avoid this is just continue to not eat
yes,
them.
Yes, you could do that.
I mean,
I think they're delicious.
We're going to go with that. That's
fine.
They taste... Ew. Oh, I'm not. This could be an entire show unto
okay.
itself, but...
Now, when I had my show with Pauly...
Mm-hmm.
Pauly had a great philosophy that I always thought was really smart, and he said, you should always grocery shop with Instacart.
Because.
And even if you're paying the upcharge, you don't have the coupons. Okay. Because he said, you can make a proper list, you can get only what's on the list, and that way you don't do the thing we all do when we go to Wegmans.
Which is buy all of the things we don't need, especially
correct.
If you go to Aldi special buys. Those aisles, I come home with so much stuff, but... Mm-hmm. I have come home with some really good finds
oh, sure.
as well. But I see the mindset behind it. That's good.
Yeah, because that way you can specifically get what you need. And even if you paid a 15% upcharge or something like that or whatever it may be, you didn't drive there. You saved time. You only got what you wanted. You know
it's
what
great.
I mean? And that is nice. See, I'm never organized enough, though. Even when I make a list, there will be some... Because, first of all, never trust me with a list because I'm a guy and I'm stupid. Even if she does a list, though, we always seem to forget something, a baby formula or something Rory wanted or paper towels or something like that.
Do you have an Alexa?
No.
I was going to say, one of my favorite things about having an Alexa is that there's a grocery list down there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the app on your phone, it will update in real time. So between my husband and I, we are never without a grocery list.
Yeah.
And that's convenient.
Oh, see, we believe it's a conspiracy to listen to us at all times.
Oh, I'm
so
sure it absolutely
one.
Is. But
right.
if they want to hear the nonsense that goes on in my house, have at it.
Right. I don't know. I just know that this is that we think that Alexa is going to like do something bad to us or something like that. And it's funny because I have Siri who's probably going to do something right now. But who cares? She's listening to me all the time. I'm going to check my Facebook feed after this. I'm sure groceries and Instacart's going to be on there as an ad.
That's
what happens.
You're not wrong.
Something's already listening.
Or you could Google something once.
Yes.
And then it's all over.
Right.
Every single ad.
And then you have, you're going to have ads for avocados later. You're not even going to want it.
Go ahead. It's all the ads. Perfect.
I'm going to have ads
ad space.
From the show today, I'm going to have ads for foot fetishes. Yes, that got mentioned on the show today. So that'll be good. That's what I'm going to end up having.
We need to have that conversation because I would like to know where that went.
Yeah, well, you listen to that podcast.
I was going to say, I feel like that could go dark real quick.
It could.
What are you doing over there? Foot fetishing?
The wife.
Oh.
The weef.
Oh, that's important, I guess.
I'll tell you what I'm doing over here. I'm thinking about the crystals you just bought. Why are you buying crystals? What is this crystal thing? And I know what it is, but you know.
I'm feeling very witchy woo-woo lately.
Son of a bitch.
So, what?
Witchy woo-woo.
Yes. Listen, 2020 has been a dumpster fire of a year. If I can channel some positive energy with some crystals, then I'm going to do it, even though it's slightly embarrassing.
It is very embarrassing. Says
the man with a friggin' pumpkin in his yard, taking over.
Listen, when Halloween comes, I'm going to be a hero. Thank you very much. Okay?
Okay.
All right, but in all seriousness.
When Halloween comes, I'm going to be a hero because I'm going to be a freaking witch. It's going to be hocus pocus in real life at my house.
Listen, I don't really believe in that stuff, but I probably shouldn't be talking trash to you in case you, like, curse me or something.
I would never.
Yeah,
I'm
so
a white
she
witch.
Says. Oh, okay. A white witch.
Probably, if that's a term.
Probably got to get racial on this show. Come on now.
I've watched way too many movies, though. Come on. Back in the day, The Craft, I was living for that movie. Living.
You'll be surprised to know that I was not. So
that's not surprising at all.
No, exactly. What do crystals do in witchy woo-woo things?
Like energy. They're supposed to have different properties depending on the kind of stone that it is. Although it's not completely weird because if you think about it, certain type of silicas.
Sure.
Silicas are in computers.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a rock.
Well, rocks they can give off some energy.
There
I guess.
You go. Yeah, you said it.
But I mean, what is that? What does that energy do for you? Like, I'm sure it does many things. But like, for example, what are these?
Well, for example, this is not something I've ever done or tried or really looked into. But one of my good friends is into it, like Reiki. You know what that is?
I've heard of Reiki. I don't know what it
is. Yeah, it's a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation, also supposed to promote healing.
Okay.
So it's administered by like laying on hands and like aligning your chakras. And there's like stones for your different chakras. I don't know. I'm kind of talking out of my ass. But I've started to look at it a little bit just out of interest. And if my girlfriend wants to practice her witchy woo-woo on me, I'll be like, yeah, sure, why not?
Is there one for your ass? I'm just wondering.
There's one for your, like, you know, genital area, I'm pretty sure. There is.
So you get these rocks or whatever, crystals.
You get these rocks.
You get these crystals.
That's what they are. They're rocks.
You get these rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do with them? You just hold on to them and think happy thoughts?
You meditate with them. Besides the fact that, come on, you've seen geodes. They're freaking pretty.
I mean, they are pretty.
Yeah. Use it as a freaking paperweight.
Sure. But, like, I feel like it's, your mindset is what would make you feel better or whatever than the actual rock.
And if you have a tool that you can focus on to help get you in that positive state of mind, whether or not the rock does anything, it's like a placebo effect. That's worst case scenario as far as I'm concerned.
All right, you know what would make me feel? Gold. A big chunk of gold someone just gives me.
I think that makes everybody happy.
Diamonds. A ruby. You know, things like treasure. Treasure would make me feel great. I'd feel so good holding many coins made of precious metals and things. That would make me feel great.
You know what we could do? What with your homeschooling and whatnot? We could take the kids to one of those places where you, like, get a bucket of dirt and you can, like, mine for stuff.
We've done, we did that last summer.
Of course you did.
Of course
That's
we did.
That's so fun.
It's
what did
so
you get?
Fun.
What'd you find?
Nothing great. Geodes and things. I mean, you know, I did find some gold. Very little bits of gold.
Oh, this isn't going to be like that show on Alaskan Gold.
Gold Rush or
Gold Rush.
Bering Sea Gold and all those things. Yeah.
You will not be starting your own company.
No, I will not be starting my own company. That seems like a lot, way too much work. No, that stuff is fun.
Yeah.
I just, you know, the atheist over here doesn't really buy into the whole, well, the rocks are going to make your aura better. I mean, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, but it's not like you're praying to a bearded man that's up in the sky in the clouds.
True.
Like, it's not.
I guess in the idea that the stone, the whatever, the crystal, whatever, give out energy. I mean, there could be some validity to that. You could probably science that a little bit.
Well, hey, what about The Secret?
The Secret's full of crap.
Oh, come on.
The Secret's so full. If you think it, you'll get it. No, you won't. Now, look, positive attitude is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. Positive attitude certainly does dictate
get
things.
Because you are negative Nancy.
That's also true. but, like, I mean, it depends on what you're trying to do. It's still perspective. I mean, of course, a positive attitude can help you in life, but it's not going to guarantee anything. It can help you.
Can I tell you my one story about The Secret?
Sure.
This is probably like 2007, and my friend told me about this book, so I was reading it on the plane on my way back down to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. The idea behind The Secret, if you don't know what it is that, you know, you put out what you want,
right,
and the universe will deliver. You don't have to worry about the house. It's going to come to you. You have to believe that it's already yours.
Okay.
So that's the idea behind it. And I'm reading this on the plane, and I kept thinking to myself, you know, like, I really wish I had a pen because I was going to jot some things down. Not 10 minutes later, I find a pen next to my foot, and it was a pen to a college, and it was said, "Where futures begin."
It's a coincidence.
It may be a coincidence.
It's definitely a coincidence.
But I thought it was really cool.
I mean, it's neat.
Because it's one of those things you think to yourself, you know, I need that, and then it shows up at your feet, literally.
All right, I am thinking that I would like a sub of some variety.
You can make that happen.
Appear. No, that's easy.
that's easy. That is easy to manifest.
It's witchy woo-woo, though. It's coming to me through, it's manifesting to me through things.
I don't think there's a problem with manifesting, especially, like I said, after this train wreck of a year.
How much money did you manifest for these crystals?
I am a grown-ass woman that has a job.
That's not good.
And that is following the keto diet, and when I hit a certain goal, I am allowed to reward myself. So I am pretending that this is why I spent too much money on Etsy, because I have hit some goals.
And how much, what was it?
I'm not telling you.
Tell me.
No, I'm not telling you.
$100?
Yeah.
It's more than $100? Are they diamonds?
No.
200.
Oh, no, less than that.
199.
No, less than that.
Son of a bitch. Did you learn anything today on the show?
No, not so much learned anything. Tried to learn you a little bit.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Not so well.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I learned that.
That's it. I know what I'm going to do. My next purchase, I'm going to buy you a rock. I'm going to buy you a pretty rock.
I'm going to give it to my kid. He loves rocks. I don't think there's any witchy woo-woo with his rocks, but he likes his rocks.
You never know.
That's
bad juju.
Bet. There's no such thing as bad juju.
By the way, I am not a superstitious person, so don't even think. I smashed the shit out of a mirror like two weeks ago, and I'm like, nah, whatever.
Bad things will come to you.
No, I'm not one of those. No. I am a realistic person, but hey.
I'm glad.
Like I said, if hundreds of millions of people can all flock to a church every Sunday and pray to the white bearded man up in the clouds, what's wrong with putting a...
Excuse me, it's a white bearded woman.
Okay, well, not the Bible, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, so yeah. Put a little faith in some pretty stones.
Sure, why not? Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We will see you on the next show whenever we get it. And we will continue to do it. I just don't know when it will be. So thank you for listening. Please subscribe and tell your friends. Thanks to Rockbox Recording, 315 Live, and the 315 Live app, the iHeartRadio app, of course. And thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.